Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Jean Degarian, reporter with SearchHealthIT. We are talking with members of the CARE Collaborative, which is an alliance among Ascension Health, Adventist Health System, Catholic Healthcare West, and Zinx Health. Through the collaborative, the three systems develop and share clinical content. Recently, the collaborative signed a licensure agreement with Zinx to offer an order set library. The order sets can help providers implement computer physician order entry. We have today Dr. Jeff Rose, Vice President of Clinical Excellence Informatics for Ascension Health, Dr. Lauren Hauck, Chief Medical Officer for Adventist, and Gregory Dorn, Chief Operating Officer of Zinx Health. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, if we can just give a brief description of the collaborative, what prompted you all to start this and why was it established?
This is Jeff Rose with Ascension Health. About 4 years ago, our groups of informatics people and clinicians recognized a number of issues having to do with order sets and their ability to improve quality, at the same time balanced with the costliness of producing useful sets of clinical content for clinicians in the field. And because we were using similar tools and working with the Zinx tools in particular, we felt that collaborating, working together, sharing not only learnings but actual content in different domain spaces would be much more cost-effective and result in much more adoptable content for use. So we decided to establish a CARE Collaborative formal relationship and to begin to work methodically at developing order sets that would be useful in the field.
This is Lauren Hauck. One other thing that united us all is we are all faith-based, non-for-profit health systems, as Jeff said, all using the same Zinx tools and primarily the same EMR platform to create this content in.
I would just like to add the other very important thing to note about the collaborative was that our goal was to have a unified, transformative approach to making healthcare better, safer, and of higher quality across the board, not initially to create a product or some sort of saleable item. The general attitude towards producing the content was really aimed at quality and safety.
And this is Greg Dorn from Zinx. I would add that what we saw in the collaboration between these health systems is a real opportunity for improving patient care and speeding the deployment of evidence-based medicine to the point of care. And I think Jeff is exactly right that the original intent was and still is an alignment of missions to improve care, and it wasn't a commercial effort initially. It just so happens that that has come out of this work.
And you're talking about sharing learning. Can you give me an example of how that works?
This is Jeff Rose again. I can give you a couple of examples. One example is sharing the content that was arising from developing efforts in each of our systems as we moved forward with evidence-informed care sets. So sharing the ways in which we were approaching sepsis or congestive heart failure or all of the other rich content that's in the library. So simply sharing that and the experiences around the use of that content allowed us to continually improve and iterate and share discoveries about the content itself. And another area in which we were able to collaborate, which is perhaps even more interesting, was in areas where there was no developed content. Lauren, you might want to talk a little bit about the development of the neonatal order sets.
Sure. This is Lauren Hauck from Adventist Health System. As we got into our collaboration together and began to look at the content that we needed to have fully developed to implement CPOE at a substantial-sized hospital, we realized that none of us had any content in the area of neonatology, the neonatal intensive care unit in newborns. We put together a collaborative of clinicians across all three health systems and Zinx Health to do that. So we had neonatologists, perinatal specialists, clinical nurse specialists, neonatal pharmacists from all three health systems, along with the content experts from Zinx who were doing the research with us, working together on conference calls spread out all over the country from the East Coast to the West Coast. And over a period of about a year and a half or 2 years, this team of clinicians from across the three health systems developed all of the content that's now available through the library of the Care Collaborative. And so that was really a cross-health system collaboration to create one set of unique content that did not exist previously.
This is Jeff again. So there are two areas where we were doing this kind of collaborative work. One is developing de novo new content. Another was refining content that was available. A third area where I think that the process was very fruitful was working with Zinx as a partner, because we were able to acquire and sort of push Zinx in a direction that we saw allowing for the development of better collaborative tools. And I would ask Greg to maybe comment on that, but Zinx has been a fully cooperative partner in listening to the feedback that was coming from each of the ministries and the practicing clinicians and providing responsiveness for further sharing of the knowledge.
Now, this is Greg Dorn at Zinx Health. I think what the collaborative pushed Zinx to do, we had already developed a software-as-a-service, web-hosted series of tools versus something that needed to be installed in hospitals. And that created the first step in organizations being able to collaborate. But I think through the work that the Collaborative Alliance did, it really pushed our organization to enhance our collaboration capabilities and software tools. And I think that that's one of the significant benefits that we've gained as an organization, is an enhancement of our ability to help organizations develop across their health systems and to collaborate, an enhancement in the architecture of our software. So that's another unintended benefit of collaboration. I think there are a range of them, and we're just starting to uncover some of those now.
And when you talk about evidence-based content, this is basically like internal research across the health systems and working with Zinx. This is information and evidence you've been able to develop internally. If that's the case, how do you hope to translate that across the nation, or how do you see other organizations being able to use what you've developed?
This is Greg Dorn from Zinx again. What we've seen is that the content developed by the collaborative is portable to many other organizations, because there's an ability for that content to be localized by that organization. No content is instantly portable nationwide. It needs to have a primary form and a clinical validity, and that's what the collaborative brings building their content. And then with our tools that allows institutions in different settings with different populations, different disease prevalences, different availabilities of technology to make that content relevant to their health system. And that's part of the customization software localization step that goes on. So that's probably how, from a Zinx perspective, we'd see the content propagating. And I think its cultural adoption will be driven by the very strong validity of the clinical process that the collaborative has gone through in developing a lot of the content.
This is Lauren. One additional thing that we shared with each other and learned is that even though the Zinx-based content covers the majority of diagnoses for which patients are admitted to hospitals, when you're doing computerized provider order entry, you do have the need for a lot of what we've come to refer to within the collaborative as convenience order sets. For example, if a clinician performs a lumbar puncture and obtains spinal fluid and needs to send it off for analysis, you need a brief order set that says what are the tests you want run on the spinal fluid and the options. And so we created a lot of convenience order sets that were necessary to have a robust collection of order sets for doctors to fully optimize provider order entry. And we each developed those and shared those with each other, and they are available through our collaborative library for sale through Zinx.
And this is Jeff. I would add that, you know, there are two kinds of evidence that we use. One is what is best evidence as supplied and linked to the literature as it has been reviewed, is of course a Zinx function, one of their major functions. And the other, especially for the content that does not have that kind of robust linkage in the literature, is practice-based evidence, which is what we were able to gather from our experts in each of the health systems and share as we went forth building order sets where there wasn't already a rich Zinx order set to use.
Was there a cultural shift in getting all of the providers across the three health systems to get on board, to learn how to share information or to develop some of these practices that went into the order sets or into the content?
This is Jeff. There definitely was a cultural shift, but it was easier than I expected at the start of the project. We recognized early on that there would be differences in workflow and differences in style with respect to the use of the content. So we didn't insist that everyone use the content in exactly the same way, but we did develop specific style guidelines and specific flavors, if you will, of order sets depending upon whether you were going to deploy the order sets on paper or deploy them in full CPOE on different vendor platforms. And that's one of the reasons why the library is as rich and useful as it is.
Because it has both that paper aspect and the ability to connect.
Yes, it deals with the core issues of providing narrowed variation where that is appropriate so that people are using standards based on evidence. And it also allows people to deploy regardless of the stage they are in using order entry. Even with the meaningful use legislation, the earliest use of CPOE is not with a completely closed electronic system or what most of us in informatics would view as a completely unified electronic system. So it is possible to reach the meaningful use guidelines with paper-based order sets or order sets that are only partly automated. But the point that all of us kept firmly in mind was that the order sets were not being developed to meet any guidelines. They were really being developed to improve the care and streamline the efficiency for the provider of care as they went through their day.
And this is Lauren. The other thing that I would point out about the collaborative library that's available through Zinks is that each one of our three health systems has multiple sites now live with CPOE, and so this content is in use every single day by clinicians in all of our live sites. And I can speak for our health system, Adventist Health System, that we receive feedback on a regular basis through an electronic feedback loop that we created in our order sets for improvements. So the cardiologist using a cardiology order set will provide feedback for improvement that gets weighted, evaluated, and oftentimes incorporated into the content. So this is a continually evolving, iterative process to get to an order set that's evidence-based, that's streamlined, that works well in the physician workflow, and is optimized for efficiency. And that is, I think, one of the great values of what we're offering through the collaborative.
It sounds like something that once all of the providers and the physicians using them are on board with and it's working with their workflow, they're going to be eager to help provide some of that feedback and continue to develop and update and streamline the order sets.
Yes, this is Lauren again. That's part of our commitment to people who license this content through the collaborative is as each of our collective health systems updates our content and creates a new version based on new evidence or new guidelines from a various specialty society, that updated content that we put into our own live CPOE environment also gets put into the library. So the library is not static, but it's continuously evolving. It's continuously being updated and kept evergreen with the evidence and the best practice as it evolves over time.
Great. Thanks for this discussion. This has been really helpful and informative. We've been speaking with Jeff Rose, Lauren Hauck, and Gregory Dorn. Thanks, guys, for taking the time with us today.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.